the Lord, and as you make it a practice to keep your heart clean and uncluttered with hidden sin, you will become irresistible to others. You will be the friend everyone trusts. These character qualities are like gold when it comes to a lifetime commitment. Do you need to be reminded of some guidelines as you develop faithfulness in your own life? Here you go. Don't go too far, either physically or emotionally. Do wait. Don't get too close. Do trust God. Don't get too intimate. Do set up boundaries. Don't try to cover up your failures. Do confess and receive God's forgiveness. Don't go back to places where you stumbled before. Do set new patterns and behaviors. Don't date guys who are disrespectful. Do seek out guys who are faithful in all their relationships. What about your history of making choices? Do you need to pull back from making impulsive, self-satisfying decisions when it comes to guys? Maybe you need to turn over the key to the garden of your heart to the Lord and let Him make the decisions about who can come and go from that garden. The following poem is one that Robin wrote in her journal when she was in a season of handing over more control of her life to Christ. As her loyalty to the Lord was growing, she wanted to make sure she was being faithful and true to the dreams He had for her. A version of this poem appears in A Promise Is Forever, in Volume 4 of the Christy Miller series. Within my heart a garden grows, wild with violets and fragrant rose. Bright daffodils line the narrow path, my footsteps silent as I pass. Sweet tulips nod their head in rest. I kneel in prayer to seek God's best. For round my garden a fence stands firm to guard my heart so I can learn who should enter and who should wait on the other side of my locked gate. I clasp the key around my neck and wonder if the time is yet. If I unlocked the gate today, would he come in or run away? I do not want to hold this key. Lord, will you keep it safe for me? Then, when he comes, if he's the one, you'll unlock the gate. Until then, I'll wait. Robin. That poem was used in a sweet and unexpected way in the life of one young girl who read this series. During the 25 years I've been writing teen novels, I've received a lot of mail from readers. Hundreds and maybe thousands of young women have told me that they are praying for their future husbands. But last March, I received a letter that especially affected me. This 4-page missive came from a tender-hearted father. Along with the letter was a program from his 15-year-old daughter's memorial service. I stopped everything to read what the dad had written. Elizabeth loved all your books. She was a walking, talking, passionate billboard for our Lord. He went on to explain how unexpected her passing was. The medical examiner wasn't able to determine the cause of death, but we know she is now with the one she loved more than anyone else in the world, our Lord Jesus Christ. I reached for the box of tissues and read on. Elizabeth kept a journal. She wrote letters to her future husband. I have never read anything quite like it and probably never will again. Her last journal entry was a quote from one of your books, Christy Miller, Volume 4, the poem about the garden of the heart. She copied it word for word. It was probably written just before she went into glory. I wrote back to Elizabeth's parents, and 5 months later I had an opportunity to have lunch with Elizabeth's mom and her younger sister, Jody. Her mother offered to send me copies of the letters Elizabeth wrote to her future husband, along with copies of her journal entries. A few weeks later, I sat alone by the fire reading the pages in Elizabeth's handwriting and was captured by declarations such as, "Right now, I feel so clean, pure, and innocent. I want to always be that way until we meet." Purity is about keeping your heart, mind, and body pure. I want my heart to stay intact so I can give.